nice things about a holiday week like this week is for people that didn't work on Monday, 4-day work week. It's already Thursday.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Wow, the week is flying by. I love that. Love that.
So being that the case, we're going to be talking to our friends from Due Duluth, giving you some inspiration of things to do this weekend as we slowly slide into fall here in the Northland. If you're looking for things to do, that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
And today is Be Late for Something Day. So we want to know from you, what's the best or maybe worst excuse you've ever given for being late? We've all done it.
Oh, yeah. We've all.
Everybody has done it, been late for something and given a BS excuse why you were late.
Maybe really clever. Maybe you thought it was really clever.
Maybe you thought it was clever, yeah, but it really wasn't. You can give us a call this morning, 7402-MIX. Leave us a message on the Mix 108 app, or you can comment on our Facebook page and let us know what you think, or let us or share with us
your story
yeah, of the your best, worst, most ridiculous.
Maybe have a good go-to one that you always, whip out your go-to, I'm late, sorry, this is why.
Honestly, I overthink that excuse because I don't want to, like, throw something out in the universe that, so-and-so sick. You know, I don't want to.
Got a flat tire, and then all of a sudden later in the day, you actually have a flat tire.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind. I don't use humans or animals, my boy.
That's good.
Oh, my kid was sick and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we want to hear from you this morning. 7402-MIX.
Hit us up on our mobile app. Join the conversation on Facebook. Update as well on the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce breakup contract.
Oh, okay. We got an update, huh? They're not breaking up?
We'll get into the details on that. Okay. Plus, Nick's nonsense this morning. A different kind of romantic spark. Yeah. We'll get to that later on this hour. Song in 60s on the way in a few minutes.
Romance and nookie in your... your Nick's nonsense this week. Are you trying to tell us something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had the ranch story yesterday. Are you trying to put that together? We're going to play Song in 60 in a couple minutes. Get ready to play along at home. Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning. And time to play Song in 60 here. And so I've got some hints for my song of the day. Tony's going to play along against you. Are you ready to go, Tony?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. Song in 60 starts right now. Okay. The Campbell's
soup.
Yes.
Bowling for Soup.
Ah, okay.
1985.
Wow.
We even got the song right away. Yes, that is near record time.
Yes, I'm so happy. Because that's the only song by Bowling for Soup that I know. So
what about, because I was debating about going a little bit deeper cut because
that's a bad idea.
They had High School Never Ends and remember that one, Come Back to Texas?
No, not at all. No,
but the hit there would have been, I would have said Blank Riz and you would have been able to say Ohio because that's actually technically the name of it.
The Ohio Riz.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank God you went with 1985. Their only hit.
Their big one, yes. Yes, it is. Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. Yesterday, Tony shared some news about a reported agreement that involved a PR firm laying out the plans for the impending breakup of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Right. Now, a lot of fans are excited about the relationship, think that Taylor has found the one. A lot of people think, you know, it's 50-50. They think it's a sham. They think it's all just a Hollywood celebrity, just
a mutual benefit type of a thing.
Mutual beneficiary type of thing that's going to contractually come to an end at some point.
Right.
And this document that leaked
would suggest maybe
that's the case.
Well, so that the pending date apparently was later this month when everything's supposed to come to an end. There was to be this 3-day waiting period. Then press releases were going to go out and everything else.
September 28th was supposed to be the breakup date. Yeah.
And so the document that was allegedly leaked had the logo of a PR firm that Travis Kelce works with, apparently.
All right.
So there's an update to this story. And apparently the company Full Scope, which is the company that has the logo on the documents that were shared online.
PR firm out of L.A.
Spoken out on the subject. A source close to the situation tells the online publication Page Six that these fabricated documents appear to be a school project made by a diehard fan.
You know what? That makes complete sense, actually.
See, there was some wording yesterday. You might remember I pointed this out, how there was some wording that sounded a little weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where they're going with this, too. So they say, the source tells Page Six, that some of the telltale signs of this being a school project include using the word objective, like the objective of this. Because you remember that with having to write a report in school, maybe the objective of this report is to blah, 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 blah. Well, they say we don't use that type of language in our documents. So that's a sign.
Yeah.
The source also points out that Fullscope's logo is readily available online. So it's not like it was actual company letterhead that was used.
It's a pretty weak excuse. But yeah. Okay.
Apparently the PR plan, which was first leaked on Snapchat, It was labeled, "This is on Emily's desk right now, LOL," was the caption on the Snapchat image that was sparked the whole situation. Apparently, Fullscope says they've never actually had under their employment anybody named Emily, whose desk this paperwork was allegedly on. So those are the things that Fullscope is saying.
That seems so real. Can you imagine? Hold up. If you're the HR person that works at Fullscope and you get the email from your boss, can you look up if we've ever had an Emily working at this company? And you had to spend like 3 hours of your day searching HR records to look to see if you've ever had an Emily. And it's not like Emily's not one of the most, popular names in the world.
Yep.
Like, I don't believe that. I don't know how big Fullscope is. They might just be a boutique type of business. I don't know. I'm assuming it's a huge, maybe 500 employee.
Yeah, bigger company.
Come on. There's no Emily working there? Come on.
So you're saying that this defense is not...
Their defense is really weak is what I'm saying. They're saying we never had an Emily work for us. Okay. And maybe... And the logo's available everywhere? Well, yeah. Like, I don't know.
They're just saying it's easy to fake, and their language does appear to be school report-esque. And I even, like I said, I sniffed that out yesterday.
Honestly, you know what I did? I was looking at the stuff around the report.
Yep.
What was on the desk around the report?
Yeah.
It didn't really look like a office desk to me. It looked more like a... Like a college kid's like dorm room desk where they have
valid.
I don't know. Maybe that's just.
See, and I didn't look at that very closely yesterday, but that's a good.
I always look at everything around. What the main focus of the picture is for some reason.
Well, but that's a good because it's a good telltale tip, because it'll tell you, is this actually a desk of somebody's that might be working there? Maybe it's a work from home thing.
Right, like. Right. Maybe, or
we don't know that.
We don't know.
So yeah, I know. I did pull up pictures, so I see.
But there seems to be like a stapler, maybe some energy bars. There's a Scotch tape dispenser, and this thing is interesting to me. I think this is like a. This is probably like a vape device. The college kid or high school kid was using.
Well, I think it's interesting. Right
there? What is that? What is that?
So this one's interesting to me. There's a user manual for an Xfinity router. Why would that be in somebody's office?
Oh, yeah. I saw that too. The +2 Xfinity phone lines. I was thinking is this like an ad or something?
We're getting very Zapruder on this.
Yeah. So triggered.
Back off.
Yeah.
We'll back off.
What is this thing right here? This thing is setting me off. Like, this is like...
It looks like a weird mouse.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah,
kind of a weird computer mouse.
Maybe?
It looks a little suspect. A little sus, you might say.
Yeah,
so
I thought that was maybe... Okay.
The company's defense, probably a school project. We haven't gotten that confirmed yet, but that's the latest update on the situation.
Yeah, but just a little heads up. That's what I do. I'm looking at everything around the picture for clues. This paperclip just seems like weirdly placed to me.
Yeah. Yes.
It just seems like so oddly placed. Like, it's just perfect.
Any weirdly placed paperclip. Sorry. All right. Coming up, Nick's Nonsense in a couple minutes. So we get into somebody trying to spark up a weird romantic spark in a few minutes here, Mix 08. Nick's Nonsense on a Thursday morning. We head to Greece. So there are some fires that were apparently set.
Mm-hmm. Like forest fires?
Yeah, wildfires. Okay. And so obviously it's very concerning, but the reason behind the wildfires is interesting. So hearing arsonist motives are always
weird because fire is a pretty devastating thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the reason for these fires being started. It was a woman who, 44-year-old woman, Greek woman, who set these fires because she, quote, enjoyed watching firefighters work and wanted to flirt with them.
That's not funny. Wow. She's like, hey, quite the fire, huh? Would you like to start a fire of your own?
I'm just envisioning the scene. So she lights said fire. She sneaks away, waits for the firefighters to show up. Then she, like you said, walks up and she's like, hey, so how's it going? What's going on with the fire situation? How you doing? My name's whatever, you know. So the woman is not going without punishment, though. 36-month prison sentence plus a 1,000 euro fine has been imposed on this woman. She was arrested at just a couple, about a week or so ago. This happened at the end of August because she intentionally and repeatedly set fires, resulting in two different wildfires breaking out. Mm-hmm. And so the local fire department said in a statement that the woman was arrested on August 26th after investigating the local fires, and they found out. I wonder how they, like, did they get some footage or did they talk to somebody who saw it, or like, I wonder how that happened. Maybe it was just because she was there trying to flirt with them. Maybe.
I don't know if you saw this in the police report though, but they actually had some of the pickup lines she used in the firefighters in the police report.
This ought to be good.
Apparently, she went up to one of them and said, "Do you have a fire extinguisher? Because you're so hot, I need to cool down."
Okay.
I'm not a fire, but I'm definitely burning with desire. Got any tips on how to cool down?
Wow.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, she went up to another firefighter and said, I heard you fight fires. Mind if I take you out and see if you can handle a sizzling dinner date?
Wow.
Yeah. Another firefighter heard this pickup line. I must be a fire hazard because every time I see you, you spark a flame in my heart.
Wow.
I don't know.
I wonder, I mean.
She's do better, I think.
Well, that's because she ended up in jail. So, I mean, it obviously didn't work enough.
She ended up in jail.
You know, because, like, if it would have worked enough and she had landed love with one of these firefighters, they might have come to her defense or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she's in jail.
Maybe. She's in jail.
Maybe she gets out of jail in 3 years and one of them is waiting for her. Love of her life, firefighter guy. Probably a bad idea. Don't set fires.
Well, now she's using, you know, like jail pickup lines, you know, like, are you a jail cell? Because I'm feeling locked up in love with you.
Oh, my goodness.
You must be a guard because you've just taken my heart into custody.
Any others? You good?
No, those are just the ones that I popped off the top of my head.
All right, good stuff. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning and happy Thursday, 7:02, 61 right now, downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. We're going to see a high today in the mid to upper 60s, some off and on rain chances, some showers possible through the day today. Then we cool off a little bit more for tomorrow. We're going to maybe see, depending on where you are in the Northland, maybe upper 50s, maybe low 60s. That's the first of two nights where we might see some frost possible as well. Friday night and against Saturday night. Daytime highs in the 60s on Saturday. A little bit warmer, maybe mid-60s. But then we start warming up again. Sunday, mid-70s. Monday, Tuesday, into next week, some mid to upper 70s. Maybe even an 80 or two again. So no, worry not. We're not flipping the switch to full fall weather quite yet.
Yeah, my trusty 30-day forecast says we're fine.
Okay, well, that's good.
I'm moving to a 45 day.
Tony's seeing tropical weather in the forecast and is.
If you're wondering when the new Noodles and Company will open in Superior, well, we have a date. The new Noodles and Company, along with a new laundromat and dog wash at 1624 Belknap Street in Superior, will open on Wednesday, September 11th. So fans of the chain can get excited in Superior that the new location is coming soon. And my family is pretty excited about this.
Nice.
Yes. They love them some noodles. My daughter, Rose, is like already planning to work there.
Wow.
She's like, I can ride my bike there and get noodles. She's going to be at Noodles all the time.
That's awesome.
They live at Noodles.
Good ambition. Going to get a job and everything.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Awesome.
Noodles and Company. You want to read more? Hit up the Mix 108 app or go to Mix 108. dot com.
Get to it. So coming up this morning, we were wondering, what's an excuse?
Yeah, like, what's the best excuse you've ever used that you were late? Like, you were late to something, but what was what's your go-to excuse?
What's a good one you've given?
What's a good one or a bad one that maybe backfired that you've tried before? Hit us up this morning. 7402-MIX is our phone number. Use the open mic feature on the Mix 108 app. That works great. You just open up the app, and you can send us a little audio clip, and we'll play that back. The question is, what's the best or worst or most embarrassing excuse you've ever given for being late? Today is Be Late for Something Day, by the way. That's why we're talking about
Yes.
So you're supposed to be late for something today.
You have an excuse, apparently. So says the calendar.
So today you have a built-in excuse because it is a holiday. It's Be Late for Something Day. So that's why I'm late today.
Because
of that.
The internet says so.
7402-MIX. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's the Morning Brew.
Mix 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Thursday. So one of the trending stories this morning on our website and mobile app is some good news for people that enjoy hiking in the Northland. So there is, I would say it's probably one of the most Instagrammed hikes in Minnesota. It's the Bean and Bear Lake Loop.
The Bean and Bear Lake Loop. Okay.
If you look at the picture on our website, Tony, I bet you've seen a picture like that somewhere from a friend of yours or something, just somewhere on the internet.
Very similar.
So it's a pair of lakes that are just inland from Silver Bay by, I don't know, a mile and a half or 2 miles. It's kind of up over the hill from Lake Superior a little bit. It's stunning. So I've done the hike before. Really worth the work. It's not an easy hike, but it closed down this spring for some scheduled maintenance in May, and they closed it down. The Superior Hiking Trail Association and the DNR were doing some work on it to restore it because it gets, you know, wear and tear from people using it, plus the weather. There was, you know, there's been some storms over the years, plus the rain they got in June caused some issues on some areas of trail across the Northland. So they did some work to try to get it kind of restored, you know, in as good a condition as it can for hikers. And they didn't really know when they were going to have the project done. Well, the good news is they announced recently it's going to be opening this Friday.
Oh, nice.
Which is just in time for the fall color season, which is probably they don't have numbers on this. They don't have people like keeping track of trail users. But I would argue it's probably the time that trail gets used the most, because if you look at some of those photos, it's stunning.
Well, looking at alltrails.com, a website that, you know, tracks and rates and shares these trails, right? Yep, there's almost 2,700 pictures just of this trail alone. Yeah. And hikers give it almost 2,000 reviews.
Sure.
Give it almost 5 stars, 4.7.
It is.
6.6 mile hike, though. It's a long one.
So that's what I was going to say. If you've never done this hike before, if you've seen the pictures and you think to yourself, oh, it's opening up again, it's been improved a little bit, maybe I should go check it out. A couple of words of warning, because I did this hike not last year, but 2 years ago.
This is a day trip.
This is if you're leaving from Duluth, by the time you drive up there and do the hike, yeah, you're putting a day in, because the hike itself. So I got up there around noon and then did the hike up to the end of the lake where you get the most iconic picture looking down both lakes.
Right.
Ate a snack, enjoyed the views for a little while.
What was your snack?
I brought some beef jerky and some trail mix. The standard hiking stuff, you know.
It doesn't get much more Minnesotan than that, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But also, so it was kind of funny, while I was there was a couple of jets from the 148 that were doing, like, exercises way above.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm sitting there looking at the lake, and all of a sudden I look up and go, and they're, like, shooting flares and stuff. And I was dang, okay. So I got an extra show. But the lakes itself, and it was like peak fall colors. One of the pictures I took in the story I wrote on our website, because the lakes are in.
These are old mines then, or what?
Well, I don't know that they are on it. I'm not sure. They look like they might be.
Yeah, they kind of look miney.
It's like a bunch of like rock in a. The lakes are in like a cavern, if you will, like a, kind of in a you know, a
culvert.
Yeah, some sort of they're sunken into the ground by quite a bit. And but they're surrounded by trees, and like trees that get nice and orange and yet like very vibrant colors during the fall. The water. So there is a trail to get down closer, way down by one of the campsites, but the most of the trail is above the lakes by hundreds of feet. But it's beautiful. But yeah, it's like you said, it's 6+ miles depending on your route. The route that I took, I put about 7 on, a little over 7. So the other things to know is the elevation gain, your climb,
is 1,092 feet.
All trail says about 1,000 feet. My hike, the version I did, was 1,500 feet. So, because there's a few different spurs and things you can do. So, you're going to climb a lot. You're going to walk a ways.
I'm out.
And,
yeah,
I know. Well, no. I'm just because it's kind of aggressive. It's an aggressive hike. But there's also, so you're kind of scrambling up some rocks in a few places. The trail is notoriously muddy. If you look at some of the reviews, there's areas.
It looks like you can see Lake Superior as well, right?
From certain places, yeah. Cool. So you kind of get over the ridge away from Lake Superior where those lakes are. But there's areas where, yeah, you can see Lake Superior's too. Because you're only, like I said, less than 2 miles away from the lake. So it's really worth it if you ever wanted to do it before. I got some tips for you, some photos. But the good news is it's opening at the end of this week. And it'll be interesting to see what sort of improvements they've made, if they've done anything significant besides just like fixing trail erosion and stuff like that. But DNR says it's opening on Friday, which is exciting news.
Update this website for them and let them know that it's open.
Yeah, I should let them know. So it's funny you mention that because people that do hiking notoriously make fun of all trails. There's like,
oh, really?
There's memes on social media about, yeah, that 3 mile hike was 7 miles long. You know, like the information isn't always accurate, is kind of the.
Well, obviously, it's my first visit at alltrails.com. Yeah.
But it's a good tool because you could download maps and stuff like that and have them offline. But again, there's some unreliability with that tool, because anybody that's hiked knows that that's kind of a thing. But yeah, check out the story on our website, mobile app. Bean and Bear Lakes Trail set to open soon, which is exciting, just in time for the fall season. What's an excuse for being late to something? A good one, a bad one, a funny one, a clever one that you're proud of? Let us know. We're going to talk about that this morning here in the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy be late for something day. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that is today's official holiday, be late for something day. So no matter, you know, at some point today, be late for something and then just be like, hey, it's be late for something day. So
I'm celebrating.
And kind of forced us to ask the question, what's the best excuse you've ever used for being late? Or it could have turned out to be a bad excuse or an embarrassing excuse or one you got caught just completely lying. Like so-and-so road was closed and it found, you know. Oh, that road was fine. I drove it this morning. Exactly. You know, something like that. Yeah.
As I was thinking about this, and I don't know if we need to share these right away, but I actually came up with 5 different real life things that actually happened to me that caused me to be late to stuff.
Okay. So give me one of them.
Okay.
Give me one. Tease me.
One of them, I actually recently told you, but it was the opposite way. My phone changed time zones overnight while I was sleeping. That happened last week.
Oh, yeah.
While I was on vacation.
I would have a hard time believing that excuse, actually.
Right?
If you came into the legit. NBA, okay. Sure it did.
That's one. Well, I'll share the other ones in a little while here.
But sure it did, buddy. 7402MIX is our phone number. Share one of your great excuses with us. Candace shared this one. She used this excuse. A semi heading into Highway 2 way station flipped over, blocking both eastbound lanes of the highway. I took a picture and sent it to my boss, as I didn't think she would believe me. Wind turbines being transported have also caused me to be late. I found a pony running down Jean Duluth Road, caught it, and returned it home.
Wow.
Now, that is a hell of an excuse right there. I love that one.
Intricate.
I found a pony running down. You need to take a picture of that one.
Yeah.
I have been late several times because of windmill, when they used to do the windmills on the trucks.
Yep.
They do them on the trains now, thank God.
Yep.
But when they used to do them on the trucks, and when I was forced to take Garfield over here, you would be stuck there for half hour, 40 minutes.
Their slow turn.
It's all about that slow turn right there.
Yep.
So,
Marin says my phone alarm didn't go off because my phone updated overnight. That's what I'm afraid of happening to me.
I don't know that your alarm would go off though, will it? Because my phone's updated several times.
There's been a couple updates over the years where that has happened, where there's been a glitch. It's thankfully never happened to me, but I've heard of it happening before.
I love Cole's answer. He's just straight up. Cole just said, I didn't prioritize getting here on time. I mean,
not an excuse, just being honest.
Just being honest, yeah. Yeah. I guess I didn't prioritize getting here on time. My bad.
I need to remember that one. That is fantastic.
That's one of those ones where you would like throw at somebody and they'd be like, what?
Because it
kinda
sounds...
chuckle at it.
Yeah, it sounds...
And it would be fine and you could just move on at that point. You know what I'm saying?
That is incredible.
7402-MIX is our phone number on this Be Late for Something Day. Give us a good excuse you've used or maybe you want to use at some point for being late. We'd love to hear it this morning. Give us a call, 7402-MIX. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning.
Oh, good morning and happy Thursday. Happy Be Late for Something Day. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew with Nick and Tony. What is a good or bad or a funny or a clever excuse that you've given or heard? Because to explain you're being late, let us know on our mobile app. Join the conversation on Facebook. Give us a call, 7402-MIX. Beth says on her mobile app, I got bridged. A very Duluth excuse.
Bridged, yes, got bridged. One that I use coming from Superior quite often, whether it's true or not, is sorry, there was a train.
Yeah.
I got stuck behind a train.
That's a big one.
And, you know, sometimes in Superior, you know, it'll block off three or four, you know, intersections where you need to get to Duluth. So, I mean, it could legitimately be a thing.
Right.
I mean, it often isn't, but...
but it can be.
But it can be. It
Who's
going to question
you? Who's watching the train traffic?
That's right. That's right.
Just go with it. Karen on Facebook says, my dogs wouldn't come back in the house. That could be frustrating.
That's happened.
Yep. That's not fun. So I had mentioned that I have a list of five things that have actually happened to me over the years that might seem kind of unbelievable, but they actually did happen. So I mentioned the whole my phone changed time zones overnight. That happened to me last week. Another one that happened to me earlier this summer, I was at Qdoba over by UMD. A delivery truck blocked me in to my parking spot. So like a smaller size semi pulled alongside a bunch of parking spots, including mine.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy, so how long are you going to be here? He goes, 10, 15 minutes. And I was like, really? He goes, yep, sorry.
That's happened to me in my garage in my alley before. There's been like a utility truck blocking my garage working on like, you know, I don't know, the electrical or cable wires up above. And yeah, just parked in front of my garage and I couldn't get out. And he's got the bucket the lift up. There's not much I can do about that, right? So I just had to sit there and wait for him to be done.
These get a little wilder. This happened probably 6 years ago. My brother-in-law's snowmobile fell through the ice and I was helping him get out of the ice. It was late for a function because of that.
That's very Minnesotan there.
Very Minnesotan.
That's a very Minnesota excuse.
This happened to me on a road trip about 10 years ago. There was a stubborn bighorn sheep standing in the highway and just stood there staring vehicles down for like a half hour. Wouldn't move.
I was waiting for a good animal story. I was hoping it would be a moose, but...
I got one more for you. So if you know anything about me, you might know I grew up on a little hobby farm. You know, pigs and cows and chickens and such. And this happened when I was on Christmas vacation while I was in college, down from Bemidji visiting my parents. And a cow got out. Snow on the ground. There's like a 2 feet of snow, fresh snow. A cow got out of the fence. And I was supposed to go meet with some friends.
But you had to go find the cow?
Lo and behold, me and my mom and my brother are trudging around in the snow trying to get the darn cow back in the fence. And then to get the fence repaired enough where the cow won't get back out again. It took a while, partially because my brother was being more stubborn than the cow and trying to help out.
How do you get a cow to move?
You kind of usher it along. You know, cows that have been around people enough and aren't like really wild, crazy, aggressive, kind of nudge them along.
Usher them along.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just like that. Just like that. It's a process. You get good at it over time.
Okay, I'd like to try that sometime, wrangling a cow.
Wrangling a cow, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Make that happen for you.
The only time I've ever seen it, they just throw ropes over them or something.
Oh, yeah, no, there was no rope.
I pictured you on a horse riding through the snow.
It was nowhere near that majestic. It was trudging through the snow on foot going, come on, move, cow.
Yeah.
So what are your excuses, good, bad, funny, ridiculous? on this be late for something day, let us know. Hit us up on our mobile app. Give us a call, 7402-MIX, or join the conversation on Facebook. You've got to have some good ones, Tony, that you're harboring.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I'm usually right on time, so it's not usually a thing for me.
Okay. Okay. I should bring Lauren or Ken in here. Yeah, and ask
I was just
going to
say,
that.
Don't bring Ken because old
Tony time. We're on Tony time. We're on Tony time. Okay.
The reality is Tony just doesn't give an excuse. It's just.
I just learned, you know what? I'm just going to show up when I show up.
This is how it is.
I try to be on time, right? And usually if I'm by myself, I can be on time.
Sure.
But if my family's involved.
Calling out the family.
Well, it's just, I'm not calling them involved. Out. It's everybody, you know, you got three other people getting ready, sure. Getting their stuff, you know, whatever. It's, you know, then that's usually when the lateness comes involved.
Okay.
But when I'm by myself, I try to be as much on time as possible.
I'm going to mention that to Ken and
he can't give. I'm like, give me one example when I've been late for something. He's like, I can't think of one. I'm like, exactly.
Okay.
You're just making up a trope about me,
Yeah, Tony stereotypes.
Yeah, there's no truth behind it though. It's all lies. It's fake news. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll give you some time to think of some good excuses that you've used over the years. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes. You're in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning, happy Thursday, 8:03 and currently 62. We're looking for a high today, around 70, some rain showers possible off and on through the day. Tomorrow, the coldest day of the next number of days, we're going to see a high of maybe around 60 or so. That is the first of two nights where we could see some frost possible as well, Friday night into Saturday. Saturday, we'll be in the mid-60s in the Northland with another chance of maybe some frost to get away from the lake and low-lying areas overnight Saturday into Sunday. But then we start warming back up again. Mid-upper 70s on Sunday. Maybe even some 80s next week, but 70s and 80s in the forecast for next week. So fret not. The warmer weather is returning if you were worried about the talk of frost.
That's all right. Your hoodies have been bored. You wear hoodies for a couple days. And
you're not wrong.
You know, be comfy. Target does several promotions during the year, but one of their most popular promotions is back this month. Their car seat trade-in event is back, and it happens September 15th through the 28th, where people can bring in old car seats or car seat bases and trade those in for a coupon for 20% off a new car seat.
Wow.
So if you want to get details about their car seat trade-in event and how it works, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or mix108.com, but if you're a new parent or a parent that needs to get a, you know, because you got to get, sometimes you got to get bigger car seats, booster seats, stuff like that.
Yep.
Now's a good time to do that. Hit up the Mix 108 app or mix108.com for all the details about this Target event.
Coming up here in a matter of minutes, we're going to see what's going on this weekend. We'll call it the first fall weekend, being that we were kind of saying the benchmark for turning to fall is Labor Day weekend. We've got just walking down the hallway right now, one of the folks from Dew Duluth. So we'll check in with them, see what's going on here this weekend. Give you some inspiration of things to do here on Mix It Away. Good morning. What a way morning, Brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. Time to check in with our friends from Dew Duluth. Easy for me to say. Good morning, ladies.
Yeah,
hi.
Hello. Hey, friend.
So before we get into some things to do this weekend, quickly want to ask about some good excuses for being late. Today is be late for something today, day today.
Well, that's great because we both rolled in pretty late.
Well, yeah. No, I don't think so. You guys are both pretty punctual, right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm ever punctual, to be honest. Like, I mean, I don't even, like, give an excuse
anymore.
You just
show up. Yeah.
I'm just like, hi, here I am.
Here I am.
You
know?
Well, that's fair.
I mean, otherwise it's always I'm getting pulled over. Like,
really?
But, like, okay, there was this one time that I had an old job that I had, and I no joke got pulled over, like, 3 times in 1 week, and I thought for sure, like, my boss wasn't even going to, like, believe me anymore. So I literally took a picture of the cop in, like, my rear view, like, in my side mirror, I'm like, no joke. And she's like, how do you even still have a license? But since then, I've slowed it down, so I'm always late now. But, I mean...
So you're blaming the cops for being late now?
No, I mean, I'm blaming my lack of preparedness for being...
Okay.
It's for sure me. I'm the problem. It's me. I'm well aware. Well aware. They're like, oh, if you want me to be on time, tell me it's, like, 30 minutes earlier than what I actually need to do. That's where it lies for me.
Fair enough. And respect that.
Do you have any
good go-to excuses?
Oh, God. Can I be, like, anonymous? Can you do a voice changer people don't know my go-tos?
This is Rebecca. Rebecca, what is your excuse? Welcome to the show.
100% the babysitter is late.
Always.
Legend. Right? Like, the babysitter is there. Right. I am just not out the door.
Right.
I am coming. I'm so sorry the babysitter is late. Oh, my God. Like, constant. Excellent. I make the babysitter come so I can shower and get ready.
Sure. So now everybody knows that the babysitter actually is there.
Well, maybe.
But how are you gonna prove
unless you go there, how are you gonna prove that?
You don't know. Maybe she's sick. The babysitter's sick. That's a good one too.
Good one. If you want to get out of the whole day, right?
And nobody knows who my babysitter is, so I can't call and check up.
Well played.
Good. I like that one.
Yeah. Yes.
Every time you're late, I'm gonna be like, babysitter late.
That's probably it.
Cat's out of the bag now.
So funny.
So lots of cool events going on all the time in the Twin Ports, but this weekend especially, we got some cool stuff going on. What's happening?
Well, you know, we always have something fun to do, but I thought this one was really nice. So this Saturday at Park Point is a day of service to honor and remember all the fallen heroes of 9/11. So all are welcome. There's going to be a lunch provided, but that's just like a super nice way to remember those people.
For sure.
Absolutely. And part of it is also the cleanup of Park Point. We spend all summer out there and, you know, we don't mess up our beaches, probably the tourists.
Wow.
Just kidding. Yeah. But it's kind of a way to give back for service as well.
Nice. Very nice. Okay.
Good way to be community involved at that point, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Perfect. I mean, if you're cleaning up the shores of Lake Superior, you're pretty much cleaning up the ocean. Let's be real. So, you know, save one turtle at a time. Let's do it, people.
It's like Finding Nemo.
All connected. It's totally fine.
All drains lead to the ocean.
Right. All drains lead to the ocean. Hello, guys. Pay attention to your Disney movies. Come on.
She's not wrong.
No, she's not.
Yeah, I know.
I like it.
It was a hard segue.
Well, I cleaned up the ocean this weekend.
That's exactly what you can tell people. It's going to be epic. You're going to sound so much cooler. Not only did I clean up Lake Superior, but I saved a baby turtle today.
It's so much more effective than paper straws.
110%. At least I can fulfill these dreams. Okay. So then we also have the Lake Superior Harvest Festival. It's their 30th anniversary, and they have live music all day, but the event itself is free, but they're asking for a donation. What kind of a donation are they looking for?
They're asking for $5 a person or $10 a family. You do have to pay if you're going to park at Bayfront, but they want you to bring reusable bags so you can save the ocean. But they're going to have a food court, a nonprofit expo, farmer's market, art and craft fair, educational demos. So it's kind of a kickoff to the end of summer and all the food markets we've had all year.
Yeah, nice fall kickoff event. Perfect.
I love that. Absolutely. And then if you are at all like me and kind of terrified of mountain biking, the Ninja Mountain Bike Performers are coming this weekend to Spirit Mountain, and they're putting on a performance, and they're also offering classes for all different levels and ages of mountain bike riders. So it's a reason to actually go see how you can progress and use our local trails. But they have a women's clinic, they have trail fundamentals, they have 2 full days. You can actually do a mini jump clinic. So depending what your level is, it's a great reason to get out and start utilizing our trails.
Well, like you said, we've got a lot of mountain biking trails in this area, so it's an opportunity to maybe learn some of those skills to remove some of those fears or concerns you might have so you can do it right.
For sure. And I mean, my skill level is, you know, a zero because I can't use my mountain bike on the street. I mean, I can't even use a regular scooter, as I just told you. I mean, I don't think the trails are for me. I think they'd be like, honey, you need to go home unless, like, I don't know. I need bubble wrap. I need, like, elbow pads. And, like, I need a protective suit.
Gear. You're good.
All the gear.
Absolutely. And then just a side note, if you do want, I know UMD and sometimes Glass Cut and sometimes Ski Hut, you can rent mountain bikes. Because I know it is a kind of a big purchase and a tough sport to get into. So yeah, those are really a reasonable cost to go and use them.
Yeah, get out. I mean, that's especially as we get into fall and the leaves start turning, it's a great way to spend some time outdoors.
Oh my gosh, for sure. I mean, those trails are beautiful. I don't bike them. I do walk them and I stay far off to the right, but
they come around the corner.
Yeah, you don't want to get surprised by one of those guys.
Some of those people, though, are like flying. I don't know how they do it. They're so good at what they do. And I can imagine these guys, ninja bikers, like the fact that you have ninja and biker in the same sentence is
ninja in it. So yeah,
I'm already impressed.
Yeah. All right. So if anybody's looking for other ideas or maybe to add some inspiration to people's list of ideas and things to do, of course, you got a great website for all of the above.
Absolutely. Head to doduluth.com. We have over 30 events Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. So there's a lot going on. Be sure to check it out. Mark it as your favorite. If you own a business, you can put it on there for free. We're all about promoting the local community.
Well, and as we get into fall, there's going to be a lot of fall activities and events and stuff. So it's a great place to go to get all that stuff. So
100%. We are working on putting like a curated list of all of the markets and festivals. So if that's truly what you're into, it's just one click away.
It's what I'm into. Chester Park Fall Fest all day. Yes.
There we go.
Love it. All day, every day. I have that like for a whole weekend. I love it.
That's amazing. Well, thank you guys for coming in this morning and sharing. We appreciate it.
Be safe out there on the trails.
Yeah, for sure.
Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart and Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men. Hello and good morning.
Happy Thursday, gentlemen.
Hey, same to you.
Yo.
So through the course of the morning this morning, we've been talking a little bit about the fact that today is be late for something day. Are you generally someone who does not do the late thing? Do you find yourself late once in a while?
I try to be as punctual as possible.
Okay.
But I do have a built-in excuse, which is a 4-year-old.
Ah,
and so that
see,
is
kids are always
that's my built-in excuse.
Sure.
But I do find it quite annoying when people say they're not there when they say they're going to be there.
Yes.
So I try to not be a hypocrite when it comes to punctuality. And I think most people in my life would attest that I'm a pretty punctual person.
I appreciate that. That's a good mentality.
There seems to be a running theme of kids and pets as a good excuse for being late.
Pets are a little bit more tougher for me to swallow. I think, you know, pets, kids, you know, that's fine. But pets, I don't know.
Yeah.
You really should be in control of your pet. Your kid can be a little bit different story, but you probably should be in control.
A dog could be sick or a cat could be sick.
This is true.
Yeah, I don't know if you ever had to clean up dog puke at like 7 in the morning.
I did actually this morning. I did this morning for my mother-in-law's dog of all dogs. So, I mean, there you go.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
You know.
But you know how long it took me to clean up the dog puke this morning?
How big of a dog is it?
It's basically Lassie. What it is.
Okay.
So it's a bigger dog.
Yeah, bigger dog.
Yeah.
It took me about 3 minutes, and that was actually pretty...
Well, you didn't do a good job.
It's hardwood. What do you want from me? It's not hardwood floors. It's not going to stink.
Oh, hardwood
floors. I use the treatment
okay.
on there. It's going to be fine. He's just an old dog.
All right. It's not carpet.
No, it's not carpet.
Yeah. Oh, hardwood. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, it's fine.
No problem. A couple paper towels.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. Yeah. But poor Barkley.
Any excuses that come to mind, either that you've used or heard over the years that are particularly funny, interesting, clever... Wild.
Oh boy, that's an excellent question. I should go back through like text messages at the phone at the store even because like when people say I'm on my way or whatever, and then 45 minutes they show up to pick up something or whatever for weddings, because that's the one that we'll always have. It's always got to be something wedding oriented that they're going to be an excuse why they didn't come in on time to get their suit altered or pick up their tie or whatever it is.
Right.
I should go back those and report because there's got to be some hilarious ones there, but I can't think of any. Has there been any good ones that have been reported yet?
So some of the ones we've gotten there. The very relatable ones. For example, earlier this morning, there was Jessica sent a message in saying my baby's diaper gave out right before it was time to leave, so I had to clean that situation up.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
I can appreciate that, Jessica.
Marin said my phone alarm didn't go off because my phone updated overnight. That's what I'm afraid of.
See, I don't buy that either because I've never had an update, affect an alarm. I think that's probably a fail-safe in both if people still use Androids and then actually iPhones. I just don't buy it because I think maybe you had one too many glasses of wine the night before and you set your timer to 6:30 instead of your alarm. That's what I think happened there, Marin.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So I shared a list of actual
boss over here.
Yeah, you tell me about it. My brother just started at the store. He'll tell you stories here soon.
I'm gonna get some of those better excuses for you.
I shared some actual stories of things that have actually happened to me.
Ooh.
So the one that happened last week while I was on vacation was my phone switched time zones because I was close enough to the border.
That's a real thing.
So that happened.
Yep, that's a real thing.
A delivery truck blocked me in the parking spot that I was in for like 15 minutes.
Yep, also a real thing.
This is the one that was kind of funny. So my parents live on a small hobby farm, so I grew up around cows and chickens and pigs. So Christmas break, I'm visiting from college, and a cow got out. So I'm out in the snow with my brother and my mom trying to get a cow back in the fence.
Yep.
Yeah, that was one of those where anybody that knows me, like my friends from school, I was supposed to go meet with them. And they were like, okay, we get it. They can't relate, but they understand.
No, totally real thing. Like my mom's side of the family are all farmers, and so it's a real thing.
Right.
You know, cows get loose or the livestock get loose. It's a real thing.
Yeah,
no question about it.
You got to act. You're not going to let them just wander
absolutely not. I mean, that's a month's worth of food right there. You're letting them wander down the highway. So,
months?
Again, could be. At least.
Exactly.
I don't know how big your family is, but it could be a month's worth of food.
He eats a lot of jerky, so.
You know what? If it wasn't so, I think we can all get behind that beef jerky is too expensive.
Yes.
That's one thing I think we can all get behind. They should have some bipartisan bill passed that beef jerky is too expensive.
I've always wondered why it's so expensive.
Have you ever made beef jerky? It doesn't make any sense. I've had a number of homemade jerkies. I don't have a dehumidifier, or not, what are they called?
Yeah, dehumidifier, or you can either dehumidifier or you can do a smoker.
Yeah, one of those things. Yeah, I don't have one of those. I should get one, though.
So my dad and I, it's kind of a Christmas project every year. So they'll take about a week off and we'll go and visit my parents. And we've done that some years for Christmas. It is time consuming.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, at scale for a big industrial model, it's obviously easier, but it is time consuming. You're using a better cut of meat and, you know, so it's... There's a reason.
He's probably a beef jerky industry plant over here defending them like it's, you know, a reasonably priced snack.
Are you saying, you know, his last name is actually Link?
It probably is.
It's Nick Link. Nick Link over here.
You know
what?
We're on to you over here. Yeah. We're on to you.
I see you.
Representing big beef jerky this morning.
Big beef jerky.
Yeah. See? We got to get behind his super packs. That's what the problem is here.
Exactly.
Lobbyist over here for the jerky industry.
Just subtly planting things out there.
Big jerky.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what's going on in the store this week, Ben?
Oh, my goodness. It's been an awesome story. I know I just mentioned my big brother, Nate, just started at the store. He's going to be working with me because we kind of like a little family down there. Now it's like really family because my actual blood brother is going to be working with me down at the store for like hopefully forever because we get along so great. But we've had, I don't know how many shipments of merchandise arrive over the last week. The store is absolutely packed with new fall merchandise. It's unbelievably good looking. We're going to be sending out a whole bunch of like Facebook and Instagram notifications today because it just looks awesome in there. And so obviously wedding season is crazy, but if maybe you're not interested in going to any more weddings this year and just need to update your wardrobe, the store has like literally never looked better. It is awesome, super exciting, but just a really, really good week down here so far. So yeah, even though it's a short week, it's been awesome.
So we've been asking you questions about kind of trending things here. We've been to some expos and stuff lately. What is... If somebody's looking to upgrade for this fall for their wardrobe, what are a couple things people should be looking for, looking at that are kind of trending fall things right now?
Yeah, I mean, it depends a little bit upon like your use, because that's one thing that's on the shop. Like we're always asking people like, hey, what are you going to use this stuff for? Or, you know, what do you got coming up? But like the most common thing that we're selling right now are business casual sport coats, because so few guys are actually wearing full suits on a regular basis.
Right. Sure.
And so if you're going to a wedding or, you know, a funeral or whatever, you ought to have that grab and go sport coat that just works with absolutely everything. Yeah. And just yesterday, I probably sold like three of those kind of concepts where guys just say, hey, you know what? I don't wear this stuff all the time, but when I need it, I need to just grab something that I know is going to work. And so we stock a bunch of stuff down there that's not going to break the bank, that will literally work with any pant, any shirt, any occasion that you can just grab and go. So that's one thing that we're seeing a huge trend in. The other thing is you're starting to see some colors come back that just haven't been around for a while. You're starting to see like earth tones, like browns and olives come back in men's fashion, which is kind of fun to see because we haven't seen them in a while. But it's just been kind of neat to see all the cool new stuff that we picked out 6-8 months ago that now is beginning to arrive. Right. And I'm like, yes, this is as awesome as I remember it when I ordered it 6 or 8 months ago. So it's just kind of like Christmas for nerds like me in the clothing industry. Yeah. So there you go.
Cool. The place to go. I can hear the excitement in your voice.
I am so excited about this fall. Like, business has been awesome. Like, that's one thing. Like, downtown Duluth, if you haven't come down there, it's fun to see, you know, some great success stories down here. Mm-hmm. It's really an entertaining spot to be. There's cool people down here. There's cool, unique shops. And you got nerds like me that just really enjoy what they do still. And I want to show you all about the cool stuff that you don't have to go to a big box store. You can find a cool local vendor, whether it's me or somebody else, that's got unique stuff that you're just going to really like.
But that's one of the things about going and shopping with you, for example, is you got somebody who's excited about what you have and you know what you're talking about. So you're going to be able to help somebody find what they're looking for and do so with some enthusiasm, get them excited about it.
Totally. And like I always said, like, I've been doing this for about 20 years now, and I still like people. That's the other kind of running joke. And so, like, maybe there's something wrong with me, but like, when people come in the door, like, I'm excited to see you, because, you know, not everybody gets to do the whole small business thing, and I really enjoy what we do. And we hear so commonly with people who haven't shopped at Mainstream before is that when they go out shopping, they always feel like they're inconveniencing the people that are working at the store if they're asking for help. Like, no, we want to make sure that whatever you buy, you're super happy with and you're actually wearing it. Because frankly, we're a little bit more expensive store and it doesn't do us any good if the stuff that you bought just sits in your wardrobe. We want you to be as excited about it as we are and actually wearing the stuff.
Let's go, coach. I'm ready to run through a wall for you.
I'm off my soapbox now. And I'm still on to you and your beef jerky, you know, your agenda here.
We'll see if that calms down here.
All right,
so where are you located? What are your hours?
206 West Superior Street, right across from the Holiday Center. And we're there 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Ben from Mainstream Fashions for Men. You have a good day, sir.
You betcha.
Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning and happy Thursday. Good morning, Leah from WDIO as well.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Excellent.
So I mentioned this to you a little earlier so you could think about it, but today is Be Late for Something Day. And so what is a good excuse, a funny excuse, clever excuse that you've either heard or have used before for being late?
Usually it's traffic. I remember in high school and like growing up, there was always like the worst possible parking lot situation. Like,
okay,
it was just horrible. So it was always traffic.
Sure.
Usually I do appreciate when it's like a funny or an odd one though, like not the run of the mill excuses. Like,
right.
There was a dog and it was running across the road. I had to stop and save it, or I had to pick up a turtle and like move to the other side.
A cow escaped and I had to go chase the cow and put it back in its pen.
Exactly,
that actually happened to me when I was
just a little bit of a long wild goose chase sometimes.
Yeah.
Something funny, but typically it's like, oh, like, or if I forgot something, I'd turn back and go get it.
Oh, that's the worst.
If I know I'm going to be running late, I'll be like, oh, I like got stuck at the checkout at this errand. Like, I'll be there as soon as possible. But
do you ever, so do you blame somebody that, oh, they were writing a check and it took forever? Because that's, I know some
those
people that
have check writers. I swear to God,
making me late for everything.
And write it in their registry, their little register thing, and then they got to button it all back up and, triggered.
I don't know if I get that specific. Like, oh, the line was just unbelievable. Like,
check writer, I'm going to write that excuse down. I was stuck.
But now I know I can get a little bit more tailored to it and say that they were paying in quarters.
Yeah. Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, there you go. They were counting out pennies.
They had a bucket of
chains. I couldn't imagine being the employee having to count all that out.
But what about you guys? Because you also work in the morning, so sometimes we're being the majority of the flow.
Yeah, thankfully I've not really had any big issues getting to work with any issue.
Yeah, I mean, generally early in the morning, there's a lot less obstacles to deal with,
No, the big one, the kind of the most unique one that Tony mentioned, the cow thing, that actually happened to me. My parents have cows, so yeah, that was a thing.
Kind of put them back in the pen.
Yeah, so that's a thing. So I don't know. One of the funniest ones that we got from a listener, because I think a lot of parents can relate to this, is the one person said that they had a situation where their baby's diaper gave out and they had to, you know, take care of that situation.
Mm-hmm. So they cleaned up and changed the baby. Kids are a good excuse. You can always throw a kid under the bus.
Yeah, the top ones. Wow. The top ones this morning are dogs and kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely like dogs and kids. Yeah. Or, you know, just pets and kids.
And kids, yeah.
Hamster escaped. Mm-hmm. Had to find hamster, you know, type of deal.
Of course.
Hard to find around the house, you know.
Oh, those are, they're small. They're quick. Yeah,
exactly.
I am notorious for, I'm the type of person who is like, I'll say I'm on my way and I have not even like moved yet. So I'm like, don't worry. Like, I'll be right there. And it's like, I have to still change and get out of my house. So I do sometimes be like, oh, it just took, the elevator took so long. And then I hit a bunch of cars. Like, I like the excuse now of like, you know, I always forget that there's people on the roads like after in the afternoon. Yeah. Like, I'm not used to that. It takes me a little bit longer.
That's fair.
And then I think.
Well, depending on who you talk to, I know Tony's got that excuse if he hasn't left yet, too. And wow. I've been needling Tony a little bit this morning.
Getting hammered today for no reason. No reason. Nobody can give me any specific examples. No,
exactly. I'm just giving you a hard time.
All right. So we've got some more chances of rain today still, right?
Yes. We'll be seeing those scatter showers continuing throughout tonight, and they'll be stopping by tomorrow morning. So a few pop-up showers this afternoon, especially around 3 to 5 p.m. we'll be seeing them. But nothing crazy, nothing too major, just a couple showers. So make sure you get an umbrella for any bus stop pickups, or if you're heading out and about, you don't want to get caught in the rain.
That's a good point. All right, and we're going to see a little cool down, and then we warm back up again. So that's good news.
Yes. Yeah, we'll be seeing those 70s again next week. So we just got to get through a little bit of a cool weekend. It's like practice fall.
Practice fall. There you go.
I like that.
That's a fantastic way to put it. I like that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day. And
we'll talk tomorrow and get into all of that fall's fun.
Woohoo. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye. We'll kick off your workday. 108 minutes commercial free, brought to you by The Beard. Nicolay Law, nicolaylaw.com, with music on the way from Jack Harlow, Luke Combs, and more all coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning.